shani ten tekmet uru ari palev ioka uru
Found in Totumir, every bit on a phone night, not the ultimate choice. Open note, you open so dear, so spiacaristos. She offers Kavaz in a good of inviting Aaron of Aaron of Shopten air of Aftia so Aaron, Afti to ten of intention. And so on. Marinti, who were of Hopons and of Arag Eron, Kempai Eo, to Avanim Neo, Tiron Teppen Onch, Ken Hiri, the River in Japi Pantokratu, or Shoy Sepanuti.
Kyrie le
eiso. O Master Lord, Godda Pantokrator, the Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, used, fed us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
That God may have mercy and compassion upon us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our own behalf at all times. And repose the soul of Victoria Malati and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. Holy in the all temptation, the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this soul that departed to you, and from this holy church that is yours. أما الصالحات والنافعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا السلطان أن ندوس على الحياة والعقارب على كل قوة العدو
Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your great mercies, and according to the multitude of your compassion, and blot out my iniquity. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity, and cleanse me from my sin. For I am conscious of my iniquity, and my sin is at all times before me. Against you only have I sinned and done evil before you, that you may be just in your saying and might overcome when you are a judge. For behold, I was conceived in iniquity, and in sin my mother conceived me. For behold, you have loved the truth. You have manifested to me the hidden and unrevealed things of your wisdom. You shall sprinkle me with your hyssop, and I shall be purified. You shall wash me, and I shall be made whiter than snow. You shall make me to hear joy and gladness. The humble bones shall rejoice. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquities. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within my inward parts. Do not cast me away from your face, and do not remove your Holy Spirit from me. Give me joy of your salvation, and uphold me with your directing spirit. Then I shall teach transgressors ways, and the ungodly shall do. Deliver me from blood, O God, the God of my salvation, and my tongue shall rejoice in your righteousness. O Lord, you shall open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For if you desire sacrifice, I would have given it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifice of God is a broken spirit, a broken and humble heart God shall not despise. Do good, O Lord, in your good pleasure to Zion, and let the walls of Jerusalem be built. Then you shall be pleased with sacrifices of righteousness offering and burnt sacrifices. Then they shall offer cows upon your altar.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquity, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit, who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy.
Alleluia.
The heaven, even the heavens, are the Lord's, but the earth he has given to the sons of men. That did not to pray the Lord, nor do any, then go down into silence. But we will bless the Lord from this time forth and for more forevermore.
Alleluia.
My soul languishes for your salvation. I hope in your word. I hold my life in my hand continually. But I do not forget your law. Let my lips that I may praise you. And let your ordinances help me.
رسالة معلمنا بولس الرسول إلى أهل كورنثوس الأولى بركاته على جميع النائمين. ليس كل الجسد جسد واحدا بل للناس جسد واحد وللبهائم جسد آخر وللسمك آخر وللطير آخر وأجسام سماوية وأجسام أرضية لكن مجد السماويات شيء ومجد الأرضيات آخر مجد الشمس شيء ومجد القمر آخر ومجد النجوم آخر لأن نجما يمتاز عن نجم في المجد هكذا أيضا قيامة الأموات يزرع في فساد ويقام في عدم فساد يزرع في هوان ويقام في مجد يزرع في ضعف ويقام في قوة يزرع جسما حيوانيا ويقام جسما روحانيا يوجد جسم حيواني ويوجد جسم روحاني هكذا مكتوب أيضا صار آدم الإنسان الأول نفسا حية وآدم الأخير روحا محييا لكن ليس الروحاني أولا بل الحيواني وبعد ذلك الروحاني الإنسان الأول من الأرض ترابي الإنسان الثاني الرب من السماء كما هو الترابي هكذا الترابيون أيضا، وكما هو السماوي هكذا السماويون أيضا، وكما لبسنا صورة الترابي سنلبس أيضا صورة السماوي. فأقول هذا أيها الإخوة، إن لحما ودما لا يقدران أن يرث ملكوت الله، ولا يرث الفساد عدم الفساد. نعمة الله الآب تكون مع جميعكم، آمين.
Jesus Christ, our God, who said to his saintly and honored disciples and holy apostles, many prophets and righteous men have desired to see the things which you see and have not seen them, and to hear the things which you hear and have not heard them. But as for you, blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospel through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Have bidden us to remember them in our supplications and prayers which we offer up unto you, O Lord our God. Those who have already fallen asleep, repose them. Those who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all, and the resurrection of us all.
So men so fe a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a
Epiphangelionis attend to the holy gospel. O God, have mercy and compassion upon us, and make us worthy to hear the holy gospel. A reading according to Saint Matthew, may blessing be with us all. Amen. And when Jesus was in Bethany, at the house of Simon the leper, a woman came to him having an alabaster flask of every costly fragrant oil, and she poured it on his head as he sat at the table. But when his disciples saw it, they were indignant, saying, "Why is this waste? For this fragrant oil might have been sold for much and given to the poor." But when Jesus was aware of it, he said to them, "Why do you trouble the woman? For she has done a good work for me. For you have the poor with your own, but me you do not have alms. For in pouring this fragrant oil on my body, she did it for my burial. Assuredly I say to you, wherever this gospel is preached in this whole world, what this woman has done will also be told as a memorial to her."
Glory be to God forever.
In Ephron and Etrian.
In Omoseos. Choice
in the name of the Holy Trinity, one in essence, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This very soul, the soul of your servant Victoria, for whom we are gathered, O Lord, depose her in the kingdom of the heaven. Open unto her, O Lord, the gates of heaven. I receive her unto you according to your great mercy. Open to her, O Lord, the gate of righteousness, that she may enter therein and rejoice there. Open unto her, O Lord, the gate of paradise,
as you opened unto the thief. Open unto her, O Lord, the gate of the kingdom. May she be a partaker with all the saints. Open to this soul, O Lord, the gates of rest, that she may sing with all the angels. May she be worthy to see joy. Let the angels of light lead her to the life. May she repose in the bosom of our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Israel. Forgive her her sins, which she had aforetime committed, both knowingly and unknowingly. For you, O Lord, know the feebleness and the weakness of humanity. And in your mercy, give consolation to all whom she has left behind and to her household. And give unto them patience and a good heavenly reward through the intercessions of Our Lady Mary and all the whole choir of heaven. Let both your mercy and your help be with your people. Grant them coolness. Establish us in your Orthodox faith. Be a protector unto us, we the faithful, who worship you, O Christ, with your good Father and the Holy Spirit, for you are crucified and saved us.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pontocrator, creator of heaven and earth and all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary and became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day he rose from the dead according to the Scriptures. Ascended to the heavens, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming again in his glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified by prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for remission of sins.
Seated, please. The grandson with the granddaughter would give a talk, and then I met another talk, and then Abuna Thomas.
My name is Christiane Malati. I'm one of Victoria's granddaughters. So to me, she was known as Teta. Teta was a beautiful lady inside and out. Her beauty shone in all of those around her. Even towards the end, while she was in the hospital, she was very put together. Panda had painted her nails and colored her roots. Her hair was always parted perfectly. And she even put on jewelry that ended up matching her hospital gown. She was very much a glamorous woman. But glamorous is only one adjective that describes her. We were discussing the other night what words we'd use to describe Teta. Here are a few that I came up with. Beautiful, sincere, honest, stubborn, smart, respectful, funny, wild, cool, determined, resourceful, energetic, and everything. However, there really isn't a word to describe her. There's no single person in the world like her. Therefore, there can be no words to describe her. The best thing to describe her can be seen by looking around this church. She brought every one of us together with her warm smile and large heart. We've all had a special connection with her. She welcomed each person she met into her life and became loved by so many. That's why we're all here, to remember and celebrate her. She has brought childhood friends back together, families, friends, and whole community, all to this one church. I was asked the other day what my favorite memory of Tata was. I said it was when we were back in England and Tata had come to visit us. We were all playing in our special picnic spot in the heath, and we were just chasing each other through the field. But I realized the other day that my favorite memory of Tata was a more recent one. It must have been a year or two ago. All of us granddaughters had decided to take Tata out for coffee. We were all joking at first and teaching her the call me sign and the rock on sign, which turned into Tata attacking Jasmine with her rock on hands. Later on, the conversation drifted into Tata telling us about her life, the different adventures she had been on, from living during a world war to meeting our grandfather Ghetto, and the journey they took to get themselves here. At one point, I think she even started giving us boy advice. All in all, Tata was an amazing grandmother, and I hope that when I'm older, I'll be as stubborn as she was, as good at belly dancing as she was, and I hope to live as long as she did with as much faith as she had. Thank you.
Thank you. Dr. Christina, amen.
First of all, thank you, fathers, for your wonderful spiritual support and friendship always, and especially over the last few days. I also want to thank everyone, but it doesn't seem right to do that in this service for Mom. I say that because you are all members of her family. You too are brothers and sisters, sons and daughters. You call her Vicky, Mama, Tant Vicky, Tata, Crazy Tata. And if my relatives in Egypt are with us online, they lovingly call her Vakuka and Tant Kuku. So what can I possibly say about Mom that you don't already feel so very deeply about her or experience directly in your own way and your own special relationship with her that you can probably express much more eloquently than I ever can. So I wasn't feeling any pressure before coming and saying a few words about standing up here until we were starting to get organized for today's service, and Christiane said that she wanted to say a few words. So when I suggested that she speak first, she looked at me straight in the eyes and said, your speech better be good, because mine's going to be awesome. And she was right. So here it goes. We're here today for Mom, but it's really impossible to talk about Mom without also mentioning Dad. They had an amazing partnership. They were an amazing team. They completed each other in every way. And they also lived an amazing love story. From the day they met, a love story that will continue in eternity. I can't imagine the joy that Dad is feeling now. And he passed away almost 21 years ago. So it's not the first time that Victoria keeps him waiting. Probably longer than he could bear. And more on that shortly. Victoria Hawat Hanna was born in Egypt on the 21st of July, 1926. Her father was a civil servant and died when she and her siblings were quite young, leaving her three brothers and four sisters her oldest brother, Tawfiq, was still a teenager at the time. Her mother, Aziza Israel, was the pillar of strength that mom was inspired by, even today. Mom drew from her very strong sense of purpose, her faith, and absolute belief that education is a priceless treasure and that it's the most important priority that you have as a young person. Tawfiq, her eldest brother, was also a great role model that she emulated. He was admitted to medical school at the age of 16 or 17. Don't know how he did that. And quickly had to help with the financial support of his young siblings. He made many sacrifices and refused to get married until all his sisters were married. That was the case for three of his sisters. Mom had other plans. So remember, she had a habit of keeping Ramsey waiting. The day they met in university, and apparently Dad had a dream of a beautiful young woman dressed in white, and then he saw Mom and approached her, bold little guy, and he told her that he had this dream about her, and she turned to him and said, "Go dream of Jesus." So how do you come back after that? He said, "Igri ruhim ihlam bil Masih." So that was the start. She did her master's. She wanted to go to medical school, but she ended up studying French at university and did her master's in Switzerland. Again, Dad wanted to get married, but she wanted to finish her master's first. And for some reason, one of her colleagues was sick and was also from Egypt. So she flew back from Egypt in the middle of those 2 years. And I guess Dad took advantage of that, and they had an engagement party while she was there. And then she went back and finished. The jobs they held in Egypt, Mom was a teacher. Dad was also a teacher. He also was a broadcaster in the news, had a radio show, I think, once a week. So they were busy kind of building a life together and making a home for us. And, you know, things were good. They never really thought of immigrating until their friends encouraged them to. By then, they had actually built a school and was very profitable and successful. And then they got the chance to come to Canada and dropped everything. And they embraced Canada wholeheartedly, including the snow and the winter and the sports that came with it. We settled in a small town in Buckingham, and they were always seeking a church and a community to be part of. We went to Catholic church, went to Anglican churches. And at the same time, there was a small group of Egyptian community here in Ottawa. And those founders were really the early founders of the community. Nabi, Radamis, Munib, Munir, Boulos, and others that I hope I, well, didn't forget. In the early 70s, their house was the first address for the church as a nonprofit organization. It wasn't consecrated, of course, as a church, but it was registered as a nonprofit organization. And so it was always open for everybody. At any given time, you could find a graduate student from Egypt coming to study in Canada and staying with us, or new immigrants, monks, priests, a pope. So it was a busy place, and family, of course. She was also a very popular teacher, and that was, I was reminded of that after being away from Ottawa for so long and then running into people that, you know, I had no clue that they were students of Mom, and they always had either something nice to say or were reminded that maybe they didn't want her to remember them because they were a little naughty. But Mom loved all her students. She remembers so many of them. Um, I'll just close by saying that Mom was always praying and always, there was nothing too small to pray for. Sometimes I would say, Mom, you know, don't bother God with this little thing. I'll be okay. And she felt that it was, that we were his children and nothing was too small or too big for us to pray for. And that it wasn't God that, you know, would turn away from us. We were the ones that would turn away. So he was always ready to receive us. And maybe sometimes her prayers went a little overboard. I remember after Alex was born, she wanted more grandchildren. And I didn't realize that until after Debbie was pregnant the second time. But Mom prayed to three saints and promised offerings to three saints. And we got triplets. I told her that it wasn't good to bribe saints like that. But here they are. And they're all wonderful. So I could say a lot more, but I think I'll just wrap it up here. And I'll borrow someone else's words from a song that's playing a lot on the radio these days. It goes something like this. I'm not going to sing it, don't worry. I'll just read it. Hallelujah, you were an angel in the shape of my mom. You got to see the person that I have become. Spread your wing, and I know that when God took you back, he said, hallelujah, you're home. Three things I thanked Mom for when she was in the hospital, and I know she heard me. She was awake at the time. I said, thank you for her love, for her unconditional love, her prayers, and her blessings that will stay forever.
Sharonda will give some words also.
Yeah, I wasn't going to share. I didn't know how I would be, but I just want you to know that I have joy in my heart for Mom. I know how much she looked forward to this day. And just she was hanging on here just for us, but her heart was already up there a long time ago. And just want to share that you know, Mom and I haven't always been on good terms, especially when I was a teenager. But as I matured and really got to know her heart, I just realized she was an incredible woman. She was outspoken and did not mind saying what she believed to anyone, no matter what anyone thought. There wasn't a taxi driver in Egypt or here that did not hear about Jesus. And she did not, I would be so embarrassed when I was younger, but now I pray for her boldness, that it didn't matter if it was a terrorist, she would try and convert him. She was just, her faith is incredible. There wasn't a day that went by that she did not wake up in prayer, and before going to bed, down on her knees every single day, even after she had knee surgery, and she would try and pull herself up. And in the last days, just I had the privilege of her coming and staying with me as she was waiting for to move to Ahmed's place. And I realized, I wish, you know, she had moved in with us way earlier than that. But, and I remember as far as Egypt, which I was quite young there. I came when I was 6 years old. She gave generously, without thinking, without counting. I remember the poor that would come and sit by the back door waiting for food, waiting for money, and nobody ever knew what she did. And even till now, she was, I almost had to control what she was giving away. It was a bit ridiculous, to the point where, you know, she had to count her money to pay her bills. She gave everything away to anyone in need, even my tenants. She would bring them if she heard that they were in need or anything. She was the first there. I know that you've all been recipients of so many stories that I've been hearing, whether on Facebook or at the wake, of how many people that she welcomed into our home. So many people, the new immigrants and the young people that she loved, everyone who had a baby, she was so happy for them as if it was her own. She threw showers for those who didn't have anyone, and the students that were here without their family. She continued to cook for them right up to the last days that she was in her apartment. She made numerous turkeys and gave them to the poor. Up until a year ago, I was the one that would pick them up, and she would make them, and I would deliver them for her because she insisted on doing it. Up until 2 years ago, she volunteered at the Shepherds of Good Hope in the market, making sandwiches and serving the poor. And she's an incredible lady that was often misunderstood because of her directness. She hurt some people that didn't know her heart. But as soon as she would know that someone was offended, she couldn't sleep until she would ask for forgiveness. I remember even a little child that when she found out was hurt, she took them to the little chapel downstairs and closed the door and went down on her knees asking for forgiveness. She never swore. She never watched anything that wouldn't please God. So much so, I remember we went to a movie when we were younger, and there was a scene that was not pleasing, and she left and stormed out of that theater. And with the grandkids, they know we have, you know, there's PG and X-rated, and we have TF rating. It's Tata friendly. And a lot of Disney movies didn't make it to that rating. And that she had a pure, pure heart. And I pray for that I would become just a fraction of what she was. I think a lot of you know her. And she was the founder of this church. She was behind the scenes. She was hidden. Dad would get all the glory, but she was there behind him. And it's just funny. I was telling him, Dad, where's her picture? And we forgot it. But I think that's just like her. She was she was quite hidden in her works. And I just ask for her prayers, and I know she continues to pray for all of us. And thank you for coming. It means a lot.
In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Honestly, I'm unsure what to say. But one thing one question comes to my mind, which is, what was her secret? What was Tanviki's secret throughout this life? We heard, from the granddaughter, we heard from the children. And I'm sure all of us here have, a different experience with Tanviki. And I still ask myself the question, what was her secret? How did she live upon this earth and touch so many people? that every, like Rhonda just said, like every cab driver that she encountered heard about Christ. What was her secret? And I think her secret was, the best way that I could put it was, is that she would never have cereal without the milk. She'll never have peanut butter without the jam. When we look at Christianity, a lot of times we look at, and we know that Jesus came. He came upon the earth, and he wanted to be personal with us. We also know that he died. We look at a beautiful church like this, and the centerpiece of this church is the crucifixion scene. And I remember when they, with Abuna Shnuda, when they were deciding what to put up there, a lot of people, he got a lot of grief for wanting to put such a big crucifixion scene. But he knew that this was the center of our Christianity. This was the joy. But if we stop there, then that means, guess what? We're only having cereal. We're not having cereal with the milk. Tanviki knew that there was something else, and we all know that there's something else too, is that Jesus rose. So he came, he died, and he rose. But what does that actually mean? We all know that intellectually. But what does that mean? How does that translate into life? How does that translate into life? It's Tanviki's life. When you look at the people that were encountered with that after Christ rose, who did he encounter? He encountered first the disciples. And it says in John chapter 20, verse 19, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said, "Peace be with you." Right before that, it says that the disciples were in the room and they were hiding out of fear. Out of fear. And Jesus came, and what did he do? He buried their fear in order to give new life of peace. This is what he did. He came to bury something to give life to something. So he buried their fear. Right after that, who did he encounter? He encountered big old doubting Thomas. Everybody looks at Thomas and gives him a bad rep because, you know, he doubted. You know, you doubt that Christ resurrected? How can you, Thomas? And what does Jesus do? He goes in and he tells him, "Thomas, come here. Reach your finger here. Put your hand here. See that I am he that was crucified. I am the one that rose." And what is Jesus doing here? Jesus is burying Thomas's doubt and giving new life to faith. Because Thomas went out after that, and we know that he preached throughout the world. Third, he went to Peter. Peter wasn't even with the disciples. He went back to his old life, to his old buddies, the fishermen, and he said, you know, well, he died. That's it. And Jesus went to him and said, "What are you doing? What are you doing here, Peter?" And he said, and he asked him the question three times, "Peter, do you love me?" The Greek word is agape, which means unconditional love. "Do you love me no matter what?" And he said, "Feed my sheep." And he asked them three times. And it's kind of silly. Why? Like, what's the connection between resurrection and feeding my sheep? What Jesus was doing here is that he was taking Peter's wishy-washy type of commitment, his foolishness of going back to where he was, and giving him a new life of commitment, a new life to his calling, which we all have. Last but not least, if we rewind a bit, he saw Mary Magdalene. And where did he meet Mary Magdalene? He met Mary Magdalene in a garden. If you want something to stay dead, you don't put it in a garden. A lot of times when we look at gardens, garden is a place that you put a seed so that it could spring new life. Where was Jesus' tomb? It was in the garden. And when she saw him, what was the first thing she said? The Bible says that she, supposing him to be the gardener. The gardener is what brings life. I'd argue with you guys that she probably wasn't really wrong about being a gardener. When we choose to die to ourselves, what we're doing is we are burying something in his garden that he's able to give us new life. That's the difference between Tanviki and myself. Tanviki knew all of these things, and she had all these encounters. She had all these encounters. Did she have fear? Yeah, absolutely. She left her home country. She came to a country that she didn't know. She had fear. But Christ buried that fear for her. and gave her peace when she came here. Did she have doubts? Absolutely. She was human like all of us. Every single person here has a doubt. But she allowed Christ to bury her doubt in order to give her a stronger faith. Did she have unconditional love? You guys answered that question. I don't even need to answer that question. And lastly but not least, did she die to oneself? Absolutely, she died to oneself. You know, we quoted this morning in the liturgy a quote from St. John Chrysostom, and it says, "We have found a treasure, not of silver or bearing gold or precious stone, but endurance and patience and much hope in God, which is more precious than any gold and any rich things." This is what Tanfiki had. She knew that hope was much more important than gold and silver. So I just want to end off on one thing. Tanfiki, her whole life, she had in her mouth, and Rhonda was telling me this, is no matter what, she had the word of thank you inside her mouth. She had the spirit of thanksgiving. We're ending today with, we are thanking you, Tanfiki. We're thanking you for the example that you gave us. That a lot of times I'm scared. I'm scared to lash out, or I'm scared, to preach to someone, or I'm scared to give that extra love to someone, or I'm scared to have that compassion with someone, or I'm scared to forgive someone. And I say, I can't. I don't think I've ever heard the words, I can't, from Tanfiki. I don't think I've ever heard those words. No matter the stage of life that she had, I've never heard those words, I can't. If you are sitting here and you feel that you can't, come to church tomorrow and see what the gospel is about. A man that was paralyzed for 38 years. And God says, rise. Imagine he said, I can't. We can. With God's power, we can. If you have someone that you're holding a grudge against, if you have someone that you need to forgive, if you have, you know, a calling to preach or to give compassion to someone, learn from Tanfiki. She never said, I can't. And I hope that we never say we can't. Because we know that we will eat cereal with milk. And what does that mean is that he came, he died, and he rose. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
After the conclusion, family will receive your sympathy and your feelings, and then we'll go to the cemetery. It's here, very close, in Baseline. And then who has time to come back, please come back. We'll have some gathering in the basement afterwards. Amen, alleluia, doxa patri.
Christos eonas ton eonan, amin, teno she volingo emoje oben chois, Jesus bechris, geta vash febes tabrus ekechum chem epsatanas, abesit enen echala, sotem mono anainan, kirie leiso, kirie leiso, kirie vlogeson, amin, esmoero, esmoero, Simetania coni evolgon besmo.
Sonde Christus benuti.
Amen se shobi.
Urunde tiri no nante krinten ne nate krinka novena ni volete ukti gombe urun besmo nem pe amon shaini. Amen me kasvor di tu pray to you thank for your Father who art in heaven. And now may love of God the Father and the grace of His only begotten Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit with you all, and comfort your hearts. Go in peace. The peace of the Lord be with you all. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.